Okay. Last we spoke in the Ben Ish Chai, Parshat Vayichi, we spoke about the halachot of minyan. We're in the middle of halachot minyan, of what constitutes a minyan, and who constitutes a minyan, who can join. Now, the Ben Ish Chai, moving on down the road in the order of Shulchan Aruch, is going to talk about how to put together a minyan. Very important halachot that happen almost on a daily basis, of meaning, when is the minyan considered together, and when is the minyan considered separate? That's what the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk about now. So we're in Halakha Zayin. We're going to read the Halakha, and then we're going to talk a lot outside about some halachot that are nogea, and Bezad Hashem will even have a guest appearance by Chaim Ovadia, who's going to, we're going to read off some of his works. Halakha Zayin. Tzarich shiyu kol ha'asara b'makom echad. All the 10 people praying in the minyan, in order to answer, like we said, Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruch Hu, should be in one place. Ushliach tzibur shu miklalam, gam ken hu imahem. The shliach tzibur, what's the shliach tzibur? The chazan should also be amongst them. They should be 10 people in one room together. This is Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hei, Seif Yud Gimel. That's where this appears. Aval miktzatam bechedar ze, umiktzatam bechedar ze. But if you have few that are in one room and a few that are in another room, meaning you have 10, but you have 5 in one room and 5 in another room, enam mitztarfim. That's not considered to be together in order to answer in a minyan. Aval pi shepetach patuach menehem. Even though the door is open in between them, meaning what? Meaning that אבל מקצתם בחדר זה ומקצתם בחדר זה, if you have a few that are in one room and a few that are in another room, אינם מצטרפים. That doesn't come together, even though in total you have 10. אף על פי שפתח פתוח ביניהם, even though the opening, the door is open in between them. ותיבה או בימה של בית הכנסת. You go to the בית כנסת in Tzfat, you'll see that in the middle of the בית כנסת they have like a stage where the chazan used to pray. And it was elevated, it's like 12 steps up. The steps are like are based on Kabbalah, and the whole situation that it's standing there is, it's all, you know, it was elevated. So now, Shomed Aleha Shliach Tzibur, the elevated stage where the Shliach Tzibur would stand, Af Al Pi Shigavoa Asara Tefachim, even though it's high 10 Tefachim, if something is high 10 Tefachim, Tefach is your hand's width, so if it's high 10 Tefachim, then that automatically you would think constitutes a separation in a different domain. So how is that person joining together with the rest of Minyan? You have 9 people in the room, standing on the bottom, and the Shliach Tzibur is standing by himself. So there's 10 people all together. But he's standing elevated, maybe he can't join in.
אף על פי שגבוה עשרה טפחים ורחבה הרבה, ויש לה מחיצות גבוהים עשרה, and it has even like a railing around it, השליח ציבור מצטרף עמהם.
The Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, does join together with them. ומוציאים ידי חובתם. And he does fulfill everybody's requirement. He's not considered separated.
מפני כי התיבה הזאת בטלה לגבי בית כנסת.
This תיבה, this place where the Chazan is praying, is for the purpose of the בית כנסת. Since it's for the purpose of the בית כנסת, it's nullified in regards to the בית כנסת, and it's not considered its own domain. Therefore, even though in other places, like in the Chod Shabbat, 10 Tfachim is considered its own domain, in regards to this situation, since the Chazan, the whole reason of him being there is for the congregation, that's where this whole thing is set up, therefore he's considered part of the Bet Knesset, and those 10 people are together.
It's made for the Bet Knesset.
This that we need, all 10 people, to be in one room, as we said, this is all for what's called Tziruf. There's two halachot that we have to discuss. And this is going to take us, for the Be'ezat Hashem, for the rest of the class. There's one halakha that's called tziruf. Tziruf means putting together a minyan. In order to have 10 people together, they have to be in the same room. But there's another halakha that it's not called tziruf. Means once you have 10 people, and you want to join that minyan, how do you do that? That means, as we said, if you have 5 people in one room and 5 people in another room, and even though the door is open in between them, let's say, for example, you're staying in a hotel, and there's a door in between the two rooms, and you have five in one room and five in another room, and you want to say, listen, we're going to pray, everybody answer. That doesn't help. It's not going to help. Because you're there, you're trying to create a minyan. But if you already have a minyan, who can join from outside and become part of it? That's what that. So the first part is called tziruf, putting it together. אבל אם יש עשרה במקום אחד, if there are 10 in one place, שאומרים קדיש או קדושה, they are saying קדיש or קדושה or ברוך הוא, כל השומע קולם, whoever hears their voice, אפילו עומד בבית אחר, even if you're standing in a different place, you're praying in a different place, ואפילו יש בינו לבינם כמה בתים, even if they're separating you and the Bet Knesset, let's say, a few houses, הרי זה עונה מהם קדיש. You can answer with them Kaddish. So, you have a congregation praying. And they are, and you hear them. Even if you're a few houses away, you can answer. So long as they have 10, you can pray with that congregation. הרי זה עונה מהם קדיש. ורק שלא יהיה מפסיק בינו לבינם תינוף או עקום. The only, one of the points that's needed is that they shouldn't be separating between you and them something that's dirty, some type of to'ah or something like that, or necessarily something else that would constitute separation is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and the poskim is necessarily would be like a Gentile be separating between the two situations. This that we said that if a Gentile standing in between you and the minyan is it's separating you, this is if you're standing in a different house and it's separating you. Then you don't join with them. אבל אם עומד במקום אחד, let's say you're in one big room and somebody walks in, let's say a Gentile would walk in and stand in front of you, that would not necessarily separate you. You're all in one room. אפילו שיש באותו מקום עקום אחד עומד שם. הרי זה עונה עם הציבור קדיש וקדושה וכל דבר שבקדושה. Then you can answer with everyone else. וצריך להזהיר העם בזה הדבר, and you have to let people know about this, says the Ben Ish Chai, because this seemed to have been a common issue in their Bet Knesset in Baghdad. שתמיד ימצא עקום עומדים בפתח בית הכנסת למכור שם איזו דבר. Because you will find that there will be somebody, you will be a Gentile standing in the entrance to the Bet Knesset and selling something. So those that are outside of the Bet Knesset will have an issue in regards to answering. ובני אדם הולכים במבוי חוץ לפתח אחר העקום. There are those that are standing outside. ושומעים קדיש וכיוצא, and they hear קדיש. דאין לענות, they should not answer in that predicament. ורק אם נכנס העקום בתוך הבית כנסת, only if the Gentile walks into the בית כנסת, then as we said, everybody's in one room, that already is not considered necessarily a separation. לא אכפת לנו בזה. וכל הציבור שהם בתוך בית הכנסת עונים כל דבר שבקדושה. Anybody that's in the בית כנסת answers דבר שבקדושה. אפילו אותם עמדו מאחרי העקום. Even those that are standing in back of the Gentile that walked in, it does not create a separation between the congregation and them. Now, for quite a while, for a few years, a question has been bothering me, and I couldn't find an answer to it. The question is as follows: we're talking about separating or answering in a minyan. You're praying, and then you hear kaddish or kedusha. So we had in the past classes we said, when can you answer? When can you answer? Right? We spoke about psukei dezimra. When can you answer? When can you answer? Now, my question is as follows, that's been bothering me. Do you have to answer? Or are you permitted to answer? There's a big difference between the two. If you have to answer, then let's say in a predicament where we're praying right here by the Kotel, you're praying with one minyan, and there's six other minyanim around you. Every 2 seconds you hear another Kaddish or Kedusha. If you have to answer, you're going to have a hard time praying. If you're permitted to answer, and you don't have to answer, then you could pray, and you're in your minyan, and you hear a different kaddish or kedusha. You don't have to answer. This Friday, I was learning in the Bet Knesset, and I was learning a certain topic, and I was learning one of Chacham Vadya's tshuvot. So I was reading through the tshuva, and then I see he asked this exact question. So I quickly skimmed it, and I continued learning what I was learning, and I closed the book. And then I was going to open it again, and I realized I don't remember where it is. And now the only issue is, it was in Yabia Omer. Yabia Omer, up until now, is 11 parts. Each one is like the size of an encyclopedia. So go find the paragraph that's hidden in there. And I've been searching for this for years. Finally, I bumped into it. Friday night, I was making Kiddush. I couldn't concentrate on the Kiddush. The word couldn't come out of my mouth. It was so much bothering me, this question. Finally, I located it. And he speaks about it at length. He says, the basic answer is as follows. There's such a concept called Haosek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. One who is dealing with a mitzvah, is actively involved in mitzvah, is patur b'mitzvah. Now, this is not a general rule in everything. A person can't say, well, I'm wearing tzitzit, therefore I don't have to keep kosher. That's not, you know, it doesn't work. In our small 3-4 minutes we're going to talk about it, I'm just going to speak about it, zoom into this specific case. But there are situations where it doesn't apply. Okay? But in general, haosek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. One who is toiling or active in a mitzvah is patur from other mitzvot. So much so that the Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about the fact about a person who finds an avedah, he finds a lost object, and one opinion says that if somebody comes to ask him for tzedakah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah. He's not obligated. Why? He's a sekba mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? He's guarding a lost object. What does guarding a lost object have to do with me sticking my hand into my pocket and giving the guy a dollar? Or giving the guy a shekel? What's the difference? But you see the concept of sekba mitzvah patur mitzvah. Chamadiyah brings down, since you're actively toiling in praying, and especially if it's going to hinder your prayer, you would not be obligated to stop to answer to the other minyanim that you hear. Now this is very, very, it's very, very nogea. This happens a lot, especially like we said, we're playing by the kotel, or a person's praying in the shtibo, where there's numerous minyanim going on. You don't have to interrupt your tefillah every time when you hear them saying kaddish or kedusha. Haosek b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. So that's in regards to other situations. Now, the Ben Ish Chai spoke about what we call tziruf minyanim in one halakha. We're going to extend it a little bit, and we're going to talk about other predicaments, other situations that might come up. The source for these halachot is Shulchan Aruch, as we said, Siman Nun Hei. So we spoke out that all 10 have to be in one room. And even if there's in two rooms, 5 and 5, and there's no door, and the door is open or whatnot, it still doesn't put everybody together. Even if they see one another, it still doesn't help. If they're in two rooms, the 5 and 5 are two rooms, it doesn't help. 6 and 4, it doesn't matter. If the minyan has to be together in one room. Now, what's considered being in the room? If a person sticks his head through the door, there's 9 people in the room, and one guy sticks his head through the door or through the window, that's already considered being in the room. His head is in the room, not in the doorpost. A person who stands, let's say, by the doorpost, right in the doorpost, is considered outside. He's not considered inside. The only case that might, there's the difference in that is if, for example, you have, like we have here in the old city, you have these wide walls. So, and you have the door on the outside of the room, and you're standing in the doorpost, you have a very wide doorpost, and you're standing in the doorpost and the door is in back of you. Let's say the door is open or whatnot. That's considered in the room. But in general, one who's standing in a doorpost, at that point, you have 9 people inside, that's considered one person outside and there's no minyan in that room. Now, this that we said, that if there are 5 people in one room and 5 people in another room, they don't come together, that's in the situation as we spoke. But if the chazan is standing in the middle and everybody sees the chazan is mitzaref everyone. Because if everybody sees the chazan, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Lashon, the kevan shu ashliach tzibur, since he's the chazan, kol echad noten da'ato alav. Everybody concentrates on him, he's the connecting point between them. V'u mechabran yachad. Right? That's different than a regular situation. Now, all this, as we said, is in regards to making a minyan together. But what happens if you already have a minyan? And you want to answer to something that you hear. You're walking in back of a Bet Knesset, and you hear somebody say Kaddish or Kedusha. What could you do? So, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and this is his Lashon. Hayu asara b'makom echad, if there are 10 in one room, omrim Kaddish or Kedusha. They're saying Kaddish Kedusha. Afilu mi she'eno imahem. Even one that's not standing with them may answer. Yachol la'anot. So you hear Kaddish Kedusha from a distance, you're allowed to answer as we said. The question that arises in our generation is as follows. What to do in a situation where you hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Bracha through the radio or a tape player? That's a question that we're going to deal with now. Now, the Ben Ish Chai didn't speak about this, but we're going to bring a tshuva by Chaim Ovadia in Siman Samechet, in Yichavedat. It's in Chelek Bet, that he speaks about this topic. Now, before we get into this question, I just want to do a little bit of an introduction to quickly go through a certain Gemara. Simple Gemara, I'm just going to read it out. I'll read it over here. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mi shelo ra'a di furuston shel agzandira shel Mitzrayim, lo ra'a bechvodan shel Yisrael. Whoever did not see the furuston of Alexandria in Egypt never saw the glory of the Jews. So this was like, it was like a big, huge, huge Bet Knesset. What was going on over there? Amru kamin basilke gedola haita. They said it was like a large basilka, stav lefanav mistav, with rows of benches inside and rows of benches. It was basically like a huge stadium. Pa'amim shayu ba 60 ribo al 60 ribo kiflaim keyotze Mitzrayim. On occasion, listen how many people were in this stadium. They were there 600,000 by 600,000. Twice the numbers of those that left Egypt. Hundreds of thousands of people were in this stadium. Must have been a huge stadium. V'ayu ba 71 katdraot shel zahav. There were 72 chairs of gold corresponding to the 71. Excuse me, there were 71 chairs of gold corresponding to the 71 chairs of the Sanhedrin. You had this big auditorium, huge auditorium with hundreds of thousands of people with these chairs of gold in them over there. Each one of the chairs of gold he had a certain weight. The Gemara says, "Ve'eno ve'echat eno pchuta me'esrim ve'echat ribo." No less than 21 myriads of gold. Now there was a wooden platform in its center. V'chazan haKnesset omed aleha. So you had a few hundred thousand people in this big stadium, and there was one chazan standing in the middle, upon which the synagogue stood, and he had a flag in his hand. Now, when it came time for the congregation to answer Amen, what did he do? Halahin minif basudar. He would wave the flag, and everyone would be like, Amen. That's how they knew. There's no way that they could hear him so far away. So he would speak, he would pray, and then he would wave the flag, and everybody would answer Amen. And all the people would answer. And then it goes on to saying that everybody used to sit separately. Every person used to have his own place there according to his respect. That's what the Gemara says. There's a huge Bet Knesset, a huge with hundreds of thousands of people, and there's one chazan, and how did the people know how to answer? They used to wave a flag. Okay. Now let's see the tshuva in Yechavedat. See the question. Hashomea slichot bebeto derech haradio b'shidur chai. One who hears slichot through the, what's the radio? Radio. Live. Here's it live. Haim chayav la'anot amen achar kadish shomer ashliach tzibur. Do you have to answer amen in this predicament? Vaim chayav gam ken la'anot yud gimem midot im tzibur. You also say there the 13 attributes of mercy. There's kadish. So what to do in this situation? Now, proceed. So we spoke about a case of the Chaim Ovadia S in Chavedat, what to do in a case where you hear through the radio, live radio, slichot, kaddish or kedusha, something like that. The Gemara Masechet Sota, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi said, Afilu mechitza shel barzel eno mafseget ben Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim. Even a wall that's made out of iron does not separate the Almighty from His children. V'izbiru ha-tosfot, and the Tosfot explains, Masechet Rosh Hashana, shakavana lomar, that what does this mean? Shim shomea kedusha va'amen, yesh merabah ma'atzibur onei mehem. One who hears kedusha or amen, yesh merabah, should answer with them. Ve'en ha-mechitza mafseket, and the wall of the Bet Knesset does not interfere. V'chen katvu ha-tosfot b'sachim, and this appears again in Tosfot b'sachim. ולכאורה לפי זה, and therefore, seemingly, גם כאן, שהוא שומע דברים שבקדושה, צריך לענות עם הציבור. So, seemingly, based on this Tosfot, you see that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says even a metal gate, even a metal wall does not separate between the Almighty and His children, you should also answer when you're walking in back of a shul. And in case where our situation where you hear the stichot. Then he goes on to say, "Vezeh lashon Maran haShulchan Aruch, Siman Nunhei. Hayu asara anashim b'makom echad. You had ten people in one place. V'omim kaddish u'kedusha. And they're saying kaddish u'kedusha. Afilu mi she'eno omed imahem, even one that's not standing with them, yechol anot. Could answer. V'yesh omim she'tzirich shelo yeh mafsik davar she'eno naki u'avodah zara. Then we said that you have to make sure that there's nothing dirty separating between the two. So here you have the Shulchan Aruch that says that we brought the Gemara, we brought the Tosfot, and the Shulchan Aruch follows in line saying that a person who's standing outside of a Bet Knesset or he hears Kaddish Kedusha could answer. The next page, where it says, that. דעת הגאון רבי אליהו מווילנה, מעשה רב, שמבית לבית השומע קדיש וקדושה. The Gaon Mevilna says that one who's standing in one house and hears a congregation praying in another house, ואמן יכול לענות עם הציבור, can answer to their prayer. אפילו כשיש בינתיים הפסק של תינופת או עבודה זרה, כיוון שאינו רואה. If you're in a bet knesset, if you're at home, and there's a Bet Knesset, and you hear Kaddish Kedusha, even though there might be something that's dirty stopping in between, but since you're in your house, as the Gaon Mevilna, and you don't see it, that doesn't interfere. So too, this also comes out from the Shalot V'Tshuvot Sha'ar Shlomo. You see how Rav Avadia is holding in all the different, he's going from two different spectrums. From a Hasidic tshuva to Sfaradic tshuva, לגבי השומר ברכת חברו דרך טלפון. The Gaon in Munkach spoke specifically about if you hear, you're talking on the phone, and your friend says a bracha. That happens. You're talking on the phone, and a person is saying a bracha, or sometimes you're calling somebody, and they're in the middle of a havdalah. So they put you on loudspeaker, and you hear the havdalah. Do you answer or not? So the Gaon in Munkach said yes. והן אמנם הקול הנשמע דרך הרדיו איננו הקול הטבעי. How could you answer to this case, it's not the real voice? What are you answering to? Do you hear the voice of the human? You don't hear the voice of human. You hear some type of electric output. So what are you answering to? An electric out? You're answering to electricity? You know, it's like, we spoke out, when you go out to an ATM machine to pull out money. So I was very touched because the machine wished me that I should have a good day. Like I pulled out money and said, you know, I should have a wonderful day. And I was really touched. Then I remembered, this is just something somebody printed. It says, this doesn't mean anything. But you could say it's similar here. Who are you answering to? Who's talking over here? Whose voice do you hear? You hear an electric output. How could you answer to that? והן אמנם הקול הנשמע דרך הרדיו, איננו הקול הטבעי היוצא מפי השליח ציבור. It's not what you hear from the שליח ציבור, אלא הוא קול הבא על ידי זרם חשמלי באמצעות... This is something that comes out from electricity. ואין לדמותו לשמוע מתקליט של... Now, it says the Gaon Mevilna, you can't compare the case of a telephone to hearing from a record or a tape. שבוודאי אינו אמן אחר ברכתיו. If you hear, let's say, a tape, and you hear somebody saying a bracha over a tape, or slichot from a tape, that for sure you don't answer to, because that has no source whatsoever. Isn't that true? When you place that tape into your car, or whatnot, the CD, and you hear the bracha, that you for sure don't answer to, because that has no connection to anything that's real, at this point. Kamvar b'tshuvot agon Reb Chaim Berlin. He brings down here from Tshuvot Reb Chaim Berlin, spoke about this situation when you hear something that was previously recorded. V'chem pasak b'shut pri ha-sadeh. Now, אכן, החילוק מבואר. What's the difference between if you hear something live or if you hear something recorded? In something live you can answer, and something recorded you don't answer. So he brings the Gemara that we spoke about. What do you see from the Gemara that we spoke about? What was the situation over there? You had a few 100,000 people. Did they hear the Chazan? No. What's the only way they knew how to answer? When somebody was waving a flag. So what does that tell you? That you don't have to, in order to answer, if there's a minyan existing, like we said, the case is you have a minyan existing, you just have to know that they're saying a bracha, and that already gives you permission to answer. Is that not true? That's what happened in Alexandria over there in that case. They didn't. The people standing farther away from the chazan didn't know. They didn't hear. How did they know to answer? Because they heard. If they saw him waving a flag. So Chacham Avadia brings a similar tshuva in our case. That you are listening to a live. You hear something live over the radio. Now, it's true you don't hear the chazan. You don't hear the congregation. But do you know for sure at that point that somebody is saying a bracha and you even know what the bracha is? From a telephone as well. You hear somebody, you're talking on the phone and somebody says a bracha. Do you really hear their voice? No, you don't hear their voice. You hear an electric output of their voice. But you don't hear their voice. But one thing is true, this is no less than a flag. Do you not know that your friend is making a bracha at that point and you know exactly what they're saying it on? Isn't that clear? So based on that, Chacham Avadia brings down that you can answer to something live. So we said that if you hear a tape, that you cannot answer to, but if you hear something live, you can. Now, it's very important to keep in mind one point, that Chacham Avadia writes that yes, you can answer, but you don't fulfill your responsibility with them. Meaning, don't think that if you leave your telephone open in by the kotel and you're at home, you have prayed with a minyan. No. You have answered to a minyan, but you've not prayed with a minyan. Because like we said, what you're doing here is you're answering to someone that's praying. So if you're sitting in a cab and you have this nice Sfaradi driver on before Rosh Hashanah, and he's listening to Siddichot and singing away, and you're sitting in the back and saying, Amen, Yehei, Shemei, Rabbah. And he turns around and says, what are you doing? So he said, no, I can answer. But I does not consider that I'm part of the minyan, obviously. That's the difference. So when you hear something live, you can answer. You're not part of the minyan, but you do answer. When you hear a tape, that you can't answer. And Chacham Avadia brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orenbuch speaks about this as well, and that was his final psak as well. In regards to that. And he ends off by saying, Ashumeh Slichot V'Yud Gimel Midot, one who hears Slichot and Yud Gimel Midot, the 13 attributes of mercy, Derech HaRadio, in a live audition or whatnot, Oneh Amen, you could say Amen, but if you hear Kaddish or reading the Megillah, Eno Yotzei Dechovato. For example, if you hear the Megillah reading, you can listen, but you don't fulfill your requirement. Now it's very important to keep this in mind, because there are some Batei Knesiot that are big, and the chazan reads with a microphone. So, you're not hearing his voice. You're hearing an output of it. So yes, it's during a weekday and you could read with a microphone, but if I know in Yechavedat, Chaim David Yosef announces every single year, they have a microphone there. He says, look, those of you who are sitting in the corners are not fulfilling your responsibility. Because you can't hear without the microphone. Chacham Avadia reads, and he has a lower tone voice, so those that are closer can hear clearly. But those that are further away can't hear. So if what they're hearing is not his voice. They're hearing the amplifier, they're hearing the speaker, and you can't hear and fulfill your requirement from a speaker. You have to hear from a human, from a person. So anything that requires you to fulfill your responsibility, where you have to be part of the minyan, you can hear it. And you might even be able to answer, but you didn't fulfill your obligation with it. Well, there's also well.